Hey, I read that book you lent me, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Murder. I liked it.
You did?
Yeah, it's kind of a macho spoof, don't you think?
You think it was a spoof?
Sure, he's definitely spoofing Mickey Spillane. Ah. I really like the way he goes into detail about how women dress. You know, he has an eye for what they're wearing, even though they don't wear it for very long.
That's true.
There's one thing he said that I really liked. We all want happiness. No one wants to suffer.
He said that?
Now that is true compassion. Do you know what I mean?
No, not really.
It's when you look at someone and realize that they are just like you. Even someone you dislike or you hate, they just want to be happy. They don't want to suffer.
As I was pondering this, Luke came in. He looked sort of tired, burned out. He nodded to me. I was up on a scaffold. Christy was sitting on a ladder.
Well, how's it going?
A little slow.
This is all you've done?
I had to repaint the other wall.
Why?
Because I had to fill in the bullet holes.
Oh, I see.
The holes were kind of big, especially after the cops dug the slugs out of the wall.
Yeah, okay. I didn't mean... Look, I'm a little pissed off about it, all right?
Okay. All right, I understand.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I wish I did.
Well, one of the girls came over to me and said, "What am I supposed to do with this guy?" I looked over, and there was Berkeley Bob.
He wanted a haircut?
A haircut, a shampoo, a shave, a manicure, the works.
Really?
Yes, but he smelled, you know, like he hadn't taken a bath since the 60s.
I know, I always stand up wink.
He was smelling up the shop. People were doing funny little rabbit things with their noses. Hey, listen, Berkeley, you know, you just got to take a bath first, okay?
Yeah, sure. That's cool.
What did he say?
He said cool, and he went off to the Lincoln bathhouse.
Yeah?
Yeah, he soaked for an hour, got a massage, and came back dressed in new clothes. Three of us worked on him. We gave him the works. What's the occasion? You getting married?
No, man, you know. Somebody just gave me money.
That's nice.
He told me if I got cleaned up, he'd help me out.
Did he buy these clothes?
He gave me stuff he didn't want.
He gave you this?
Yeah. Nice threads, don't you think?
I guess. Listen, your hair's really a mess.
Oh, cut it. Mow it down. Make normal, you know?
You sure you want that?
Well, I hate to see it go, but you know, you get attached and... But no way. Oh, it's gotta go, you know?
I know. He was quiet after that. And then just before I finished and I was standing knee-deep in hair, he said...
Well, I'll tell you why. I'm gonna go visit my mother.
Where's she live?
It's the Pittsburgh, man. Yeah, I'm going Saturday. Pittsburgh, far out.
When's the last time you saw her?
Decades, man. Hey, can I see what I look like?
Oh, sure. Take a look.
Ooh! Ow!
Well, you don't like it?
Oh, what's to like? It's all gone.
Well, you said you wanted it.
No. Hey, it's cool. Yeah, it's fine. It's just, you know, I look like I could be an accountant or FBI, man. I am one very straight-looking dude.
Why do you think it was Luke who gave him the clothes?
Fancy French tennis shoes? A Bajan polo shirt?
No.
I saw the label when I tugged back his collar.
Why would Luke give him his clothes?
Maybe he's a nice guy.
I like the cut of her trousers, a midnight blue pinstriped gabardine. I like the French cuffs, the loose fit around her long legs. I liked her trousers even more when she bent over to reach for another bottle of bourbon.
I met Rick at O'Dwyer.
So how's the cool and crispy Miss Christie?
Listen to you, I like her.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, I like talking to her.
You get to talk to her much?
No, then. But things are a little edgy out there.
Yeah, I'd be a little edgy if someone shot out my windows.
Yeah. Shades is thinking of quitting.
Really?
Yeah. Luke's not easy to be around. I don't know. I don't know why she stays with him.
Money.
I don't know what's going on.
Don't be so sure. You got a billion sensors collecting information from all over your body. Sometimes all you have to do is sit still and let it come to you.
Hey, you see Berkeley Bob?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard he got cleaned up.
Some guy walked up to me and Mrs. London sat down and started talking, and I'm looking at him and thinking, who's this guy? And he laughs and says, hey, man, it's me, Berkeley Bob. I almost fell over. Hey, look who just walked in. Lucas. Oh, he's looking a little blurry.
Oh, boy. Do I not need this?
Looks like you've tipped a few already. Well, I gotta go. See you later.
Willie.
Luke.
Hey, Willie. Say knock knock.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Ah! What you drinking there, buddy?
What?
What you drinking?
Rat's tail.
Rat's tail?
Rat's tail.
Ah, soda pop, Willie. I need something stronger.
No, I don't think you don't need anything strong.
Oh, yes, I do.
Huh?
Yes, I do. Do, 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 do. Hey, thoughts? Long, tall salad. Gin and tonic. Right here.
In a minute.
It don't take all night, Toots. Willie.
Yeah, Lou.
See this ring?
Oh, yeah.
I've had this ring on my finger.
That's a nice ring.
Thank you. I've had this, what did I say?
Did you see this ring?
Oh, yeah. you see this ring, Willie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice ring.
Hey, I've had this on my finger for ever.
Oh.
If someone wanted to rob me, they'd need a hacksaw?
Uh-huh.
Or a cleaver?
Mm-hmm. Or axe?
What is it?
Maybe an axe.
Axe! Oops.
Oh, no.
I think you have had your quota for the night.
Oh, what do you mean, quota? I just walked in here.
Is he a friend of yours,
no,
Willie?
Sally, it's just that, yes. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah, well, you better do the driving.
Hey. I asked for a gin and tonic, please.
I am not going to serve you.
Hey, what the hell kind of joint is this?
Well, get him out of here.
All right. Come on, Luke.
All right. No problem. Hey, Touch, no problem. Yeah, this place is a horse stable. That's what it is. And it has a homely horse face bartender. Yee!
Come on.
Whoa, Nelly! Yeah.
Come on, citation.
Mr. Ed.